and welcome to the program. Today we continue in John chapter 21. Have your Bible ready. In our previous program, we have the disciples in a boat about 350 feet from the shore. We have Jesus, who had stood on the shore all night while they went out there in disobedience. What grace, what marvelous love we have here. And then in the morning, he said, "Children, have ye any meat?" And they answered, "No." We're going to look at this, continue from this portion of Scripture in a few minutes. In the meantime, make this your prayer. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. Open my mouth and let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children thus to share. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my heart, illumine me. Spirit divine.
In John chapter 21, verse 5, we saw in our previous program, Jesus said unto them, "Children, have ye any meat?" He used the word children here in a sense that, well, this Greek word's used in several different ways, but in 1 Corinthians 14:20, it's used metaphorically of believers who are deficient of spiritual understanding. He said there, "Brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit in mallet be ye children, but in understanding be men." Be not children in understanding. Used here of believers who are deficient in spiritual understanding. Over and over again, Jesus said to his disciples in a 3.5-year period, how is it that you do not understand? Well, they still don't understand. And they've gone fishing. They've been out there all night. Children, have ye any meat? And I think the answer is one of frustration. They said, no. He said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast, therefore, and now they were not able to draw for the multitude of fishes. Well, first of all, they were obedient. They were humble enough to do what he said, and they were teachable. And as we mentioned on our previous program, from a human point of view, one might say, as a carpenter instructing these veteran fishermen, no, the Son of God is instructing these fishermen who are children in understanding. Well, as we get down into verse number 6, it goes on to say, they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Verse 7, therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved, now that's John, saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. Well, Peter said, forget the fish, and he's swimming 350 feet to shore. One thing about Peter, he always wanted to be where the Lord was. Here he is swimming 350 feet from shore. He's heading to the land. Remember, he was the one that ran right into the tomb. I would rather be in there with him than out here without him. He was the one that jumped out of the boat and walked on the water while the others were all hanging on for safety. Peter had his ups and downs, but Peter loved the Lord. Well, therefore we read here that the disciple whom Jesus loved said, it is the Lord. He jumps into the sea. The other disciples come in a little ship, and they were, as it says here, 200 cubits, or about 350 feet from the shore. In verse number 9, we read, as soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Where'd that all come from? How did they get there, those fish, those bread? Well, we're not dealing with, as I said, the fishermen who grew up in Nazareth. We're dealing with the Son of God. So there's a fire of coals. Now, the last time we had a fire of coals mentioned here was back in John chapter 18, when Peter was warming his hands at the devil's campfire. Now we have another fire of coals here, and Peter is going to learn what he needs to learn. Basically, in John chapter 21, it's, Peter, are you in or are you out? No more of this up and down stuff. Well, verse number 10, Jesus saith unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Well, they caught all those fish as a result of being obedient when he said, cast the net on the other side, of their humility and the fact that they were teachable. We started off with this hymn, teach me thy will, O Lord, teach me. Are you teachable? 2 Corinthians 5, verse number 10 says, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done. Are you teachable? One of these days, every one of us are going to appear before Jesus and give an account of the life which we have led here on this earth. Are we teachable and are we obedient? Verse 11, Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. It's interesting how many references we have to the net. Verse number 6, you have the phrase the net. Verse number 8, we have the phrase the net. And back in Matthew, you remember Matthew 4, in verse 20, it says, and they straightway left their nets and followed him. And now in Luke chapter 5 and verse number 4 through 6, you remember the story where Jesus said, Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. Now, here they fished all night, they've caught nothing, and no doubt Peter is thinking back to that time that is recorded in Luke chapter 5, where Jesus said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets. Well, they did. They went out there and they let down their nets and they fished all night, and it was another one of those nights where they caught nothing. Now, in that story, Jesus had let down your nets, plural, and we read here that Simon said, okay, I will let down the net, singular. Well, he let down one net. The Lord had said, lay down your nets. He let down one, probably figuring they weren't going to catch any fish anyway. And we read here that a great multitude of fishes are so great that their net break. Well, here in John chapter 21, Peter brings the net full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. If we just follow the things the Lord says to do, it'll work out a lot better for us. Verse number 12, Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples dare ask him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. That's interesting. The relationship they had with him for 3.5 years, they dare not ask him who he is, knowing it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he had risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus saith unto Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Well, Jesus says here, verse number 12, come and dine. Back in 1 Kings, you have an interesting story of in chapter 19, verse number 7 of Elijah, where the Lord said to Elijah, arise and eat. The journey is too great for thee. I'll have to take time to read that story. Interesting. 1 Kings chapter 19. Elijah is running. He's hiding in a cave. The Lord said, arise and eat. The journey is too great for thee. We need to learn to eat spiritually because the journey is too great. Well, he has a twofold invitation here in John 21. He said, come. And the second part was dine. Well, there be few that bother. There's a lot of people who call themselves Christians today and never look at the Word of God from one day to another. They carry their Bible under their arms to church on the Sunday, on the weekend, and even in the midweek service. And they like to look spiritual, but they haven't read that Bible all week. You need to come and you need to dine. Jesus said, few there be that find it, back there in the Sermon on the Mount. And he was talking to Christians when he said that. He wasn't talking to people about getting saved. Well, as they ate, there's no information concerning the conversation that they had. But in verse 15, so when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, now what he did was he used his old name, Simon. You remember he had changed his name from Simon. But you're going to act in the old nature, Simon? We'll call you by your old name. He said, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Very interesting. Lovest thou me? Now, the Greek word here is agape, and it is the highest form of love that is available. He said, do you love me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said, feed my lambs. Now, when he said, do you love me more than these? Is he talking about these fish? They've just got a bunch of fish here. And Peter was a veteran fisherman. It was a fishing industry that he was in before he was following the Lord. And is he saying, do you love me more than the business? I wonder how many Christians are loving their business more than they're loving the Lord. Or was he saying, do you love me more than these disciples? You're the one that said there in the upper room that you would go to prison, you would even die. And, you know, 3 hours later at another campfire, he is denying the Lord, saying he never knew him, cursed and swore and went out. Do you love me more than these fish? Do you love me more than these other disciples? Like, though they all forsake thee, he said, I'll stand. Well, I don't know which one he's talking about, and a lot of people have written a lot of things about which one they think it is. He didn't tell us. It could be one, it could be the other, it could be both. Peter said, thou knowest that I love thee. Now, he used a different word. Jesus used the word agape. Peter used the word phileo, which means I love you as a brother. It's a brotherly love. It's not the highest form of love that Jesus had asked him about. Well, he didn't say anything about that right here. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. Now, it's very important that he said, feed my lambs. He didn't say, feed my sheep. He said, feed my little sheep. Look after the children. Remember, suffer the children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom. We need to realize how important those children are, and we need to be doing what we need to do. Are you listening to me? Are you a parent? You have some children in your family that God has given you the responsibility to raise spiritually. You got no time to do that. You're out busy trying to make some more money. You're trying to get some more toys to play with. Feed my lambs. It's time to wake up and feed the little sheep. He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And here he used the word agape again, the highest form of love. And he saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And there he said, feed my sheep. We're talking about the adult sheep here now. Now again, Jesus used the word agape. Peter used the word phileo, which is a brotherly love. One thing about Peter, he was very honest. This time he said, feed my sheep. It's a different word from verse 15. And this word not only carries the idea of feeding the sheep, but it carries the idea of the importance of the shepherd. He said, feed my lambs and lead my sheep. Verse 17, he saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he had asked him the third time, lovest thou me? And he saith unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. Now, Jesus here, he uses the word that Peter had been using when he said the third time, lovest thou me. He used the word phileo. You have a brotherly love for me? Is that it, Peter? And Peter said, thou knowest all things. That's an interesting term also. The word know has been used several times here, but this time the word knowest, sometimes the word means you have come to learn. And this time he says, thou knowest all things. You didn't have to learn this. You're God. You know all things. You know my heart. And Peter's saying here, I'm not going to try and kid you. This is where I am. Peter will fall in love with the Lord a lot more before the end of the story. And he writes those two little books we call 1st and 2nd Peter. Well, he says, thou knowest that I love thee. I have this brotherly love. I believe that a lot of things that are happening in this chapter is for Peter. As I said, Peter, it's time to grow up. Are you with me or not? Quit this up and down stuff. Let's get on with the cause and let's get doing what you're here in this world to do. Three times Jesus asked him about his love for him. Three times he'd been asked at the last campfire, are thou not one of his disciples? Jesus is saying, well, where do you stand here? This is the third time at a little campfire. And at least Peter is honest here, and he says to him the third time, feed my sheep. Well, from verse 18 on through the end of the chapter, we have the end of this chapter. Not only that, we have the end of the book of John. We'll look at it in our next program. The book ends with a very strong focus on Peter. Peter is a leader. Peter said, I go fishing. The rest of them said, we're going with you. And so we're all leaders at some level or another. You might be a pastor, you might be a father, you might be a mother. We're all leaders at one level or another. And what we need to learn here from this lesson is Jesus would like to speak to us as individuals when he asks the question, "Lovest thou me?"
Hear the Lord of harvest sweetly calling. Who will go and work for me today? Who will go and bring the lost and dying? Who will point them to the narrow way? I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I will answer. Lord, send me. Millions now in sin and shame are dying. Listen to their sad and bitter cry. Hasten, brother, hasten to the rescue. Quickly answer, Master, here am I. Soon we'll gather to our harvest home. May the Lord of harvest smile upon us. May we hear his blessed child, well done. Speak, my Lord. Be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I will.